Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Feige, let's hit him big time.
Win some, you lose some. But you live, to fight another day.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
All the jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
With Landry Locker.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
And John Lopez.
On occasion, Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Your champ, 610.
Sports Radio 610.
All right, I'm not going to beat around the bush. I'll let Marshawn Lynch speak for me. Marshawn, let the people know.
You know why I'm here.
John Lopez, let the people know.
You know why I'm here.
Figgy Fig, Marshawn, let the people know.
You know why I'm here.
We don't need to summarize the game. We don't need to go through what happened. I don't need to set some sort of scene and say Texans fall, blah, blah, blah.
You know why I'm here.
You know why we're here. And let's get right into it. Davis Mills, two games in. Bottom line, J-Lo. Better quarterback play, and we're talking about a 2-0 football team. There's no sugarcoating it. Davis Mills, at this point, I'm not going to make some definitive statement about what he is, what he's going to be. But with competent quarterback play, not even great quarterback play, we're sitting here on Reaction Monday, smiling. Everybody's happy. Everything's great. And we're talking about a 2-0 football team. The other two phases, defense and special teams, have done their job. The offense has not. And with better quarterback play, we're talking about a 2-0 ball club.
We talk about 17 evaluations. Well, we would presume 17 evaluations. There were some people in the postgame show asking for Kyle Allen already. So that's where you are with Davis Mills. I put this on Twitter. It's the is Davis Mills it or ain't it? The Davis Mills it check. So after week one, he ain't it. After week two, he definitely ain't it. So that's all we have. We have 2 weeks. Is it, you know, if you're still believing, if you still think there's a chance, that's great. But there were two drives yesterday where an adequate quarterback. You touched on that. You said that. I think you used that term. An average adequate quarterback wins you the game. And he wasn't even that. I mean, it wasn't like a bunch of interceptions. Sure wasn't a lot of completions, though, and they were easy. And, oh, by the way, they were giving him easy throws, little, you know, checkdowns and outs and short passes. You know, his yards per attempt are 31st in the NFL today. You should not be completing less than 50% or right at 50% of your passes if your yards per attempt is that low. The it check on Davis Mills is he ain't it after week two.
And that's the bottom line. I mean, that's where we're at right now. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. Despite that, though, Davis Mills was asked about his assessment of this football game, or football team, I should say, two games in. And this is how Davis Mills describes the effort of this football team, this 0-1-1 football team, two games in.
Solid. I mean, really? Obviously, I want to go see the film. I know there's missed opportunities that we have, some missed throws that I've been that I got to be better with. But I think as a team, we're putting ourselves in the situation to win these games. We just got to take advantage of it.
Let me put this in perspective for you. You faced the Denver Broncos team that lost to the Seattle Seahawks 6 days prior. That Denver Broncos team was without a two-time All-Pro in Simmons at safety. They lost maybe one of the five best cornerbacks in the NFL in Patrick Surtain early on. So they didn't even have two all-pro caliber guys in their secondary. Davis Mills yesterday, despite that, he completed 19 of 38 passes. That's 50% of his passes for 177 yards. You want me to put in perspective how bad that is?
Yes.
Because I think it's easy to sit here and say, oh, he completed 50% of his passes. Oh, my gosh. Let me just put this in perspective. And this is for anyone who wants to defend the performance by Davis Mills or anyone who wants to defend the performance by the Texans. I want the Texans to win. They lost. Yeah. They stunk yesterday. That was pitiful. There's no other way to put it. That was pitiful. Let me put in perspective how pitiful Davis Mills was. You were missing two all-caliber guys on the Denver defense. Let's just go back to 2015. Let's go back to the quarterback play before Davis Mills, and let's put this in perspective. Brian Hoyer, when he started the entire 2015 season, he completed 50% or lower of his passes two times.
Mm-hmm.
You know what two games those were? One of them was the Miami Massacre, where people were calling for Bill O'Brien to get fired. One of the worst performances of the last decade by the Houston Texans. The other one was the dud in Kansas City against the playoffs when we thought he had a concussion.
Yeah.
So that's twice with Brian Hoyer. 2016, Brock Osweiler, he sucked, right?
He did.
He only did this one time in the entire course of the season. And that was against Minnesota, another ugly loss, when the Texans lost 31-13 to the Minnesota Vikings. So you have three examples of it that were three of the worst games that we can remember. 2017, Tom Savage, he had two games where he completed 50% or less of his passes. And then we go to 2018, Deshaun Watson. He did this twice. You know what two games those were when Deshaun Watson did this? Opening week against the New England Patriots, one of the best teams in the NFL when he was coming off of a torn ACL in Foxborough. And in a game against the Jacksonville Jaguars, in which he had to take a damn bus to the game because he couldn't even breathe. That's how bad completing 19 of 38 is in a game, especially when they don't have their two best defensive backs. There's no excuse for it. It's awful. Davis Mills has been awful at this point. I almost wonder if Jeff Driskel or Kyle Allen had started, if we'd be talking about at least a 1-1 team.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Just an average performance gets you a win yesterday. And here's why. Here's the most important thing. You're talking about a team that was giving you the game. They were doing everything they could to give you the game. We'll get to Nathaniel Hackett at one point. But even if you set him aside, Russell Wilson wasn't really doing anything. The play calling, which I guess is associated with Nathaniel Hackett, was not taking advantage of the two things they could do the best. Run the ball with with Melvin Gordon and Williams. The defense was without Surtain, as you mentioned. The offense lost Jerry Jeudy early in the game. They were doing everything they could to give you the game. It's not like you're playing the Patriots, you know what I mean? And they beat you down to 50% completion percentage. This was a game that was right there. Davis Mills, 2 weeks in, it's an ongoing thing. But we're starting to see some things. He ain't it.
You feel comfortable saying that two games in.
Two games in, you know, and I keep saying we got to see more. We got to see more. So we're going to see more. But as of the two games, if this is all we have to judge and what we saw in the preseason, this is it ain't happening. Here's another thing. You know, he didn't really, throw a lot of interceptions or anything like that. But he was holding the ball too long in the pocket and took a sack there at the end that was tough to take. We saw that in the preseason. Inaccuracy after a good throw. Let me get into the two moments that I was referencing earlier, because this is what really did it for me, where I'm not saying like this guy is never going to be anything, but I'm saying two games in, it ain't happened. So the Broncos finally took a lead after they're giving you everything they can do, doing everything they can to give you the game, all right? He had something working. He threw maybe his best ball yet of the entire game to Nico Collins to get him going in that drive after the Broncos finally took the lead. And then he was wildly inaccurate to Brevin Jordan and then held the ball too long and took a sack. You can't do that. An average quarterback knows better than doing that. And then on the final drive, he threw one at Brandon Cook's feet and one over Nico Collins' head. Just get the ball to him. And these weren't hard throws. Those were two that were really, really bad for Davis Mills.
you had an opportunity here to take advantage of gifts.
Yeah.
This is the frustrating thing, and I'm seeing a lot of people on the text line, and I love your optimism. I really do. I understand that 0-1-1 isn't bad as bad as 0-2. And I understand on the surface you can look at this and say that Denver is a good team and the Texans had a chance to win. Denver's not good.
No.
Okay, let's just be honest. We've watched Denver through 2 weeks. They're not good.
Mm-mm.
They didn't have three of their best players. So let's just stop that. They're not good. Watch the damn game. The Texans to this point, 2 weeks in, and this is what they're going to have to do. When you're where the Texans are and you're trying to rebuild, you're going to have to take advantage of the opportunities that you get. And when you get gifts or when you make plays, you have to take advantage. 2 weeks in, this is the luckiest team I've ever seen in the history of the NFL.
Yeah.
Like, they are the most healthy team that I've ever seen. I've never seen a Texans team this healthy at this point in the season. It's almost impossible. Now, maybe they have some sort of mystery diet and their training staff's just awesome. Mm-hmm. And if that's the case, props to you guys. Because I've never, ever seen a team this healthy at this point. There's no significant injuries for the Texans.
And they're catching breaks with the opponents.
They're catching breaks with the opponent. Shaq Leonard out last week.
Yeah.
This week, Simmons, injured reserve. Surtain, out. Judy, out. And you're healthy, and you haven't been able to take advantage of it. You've had so many breaks. Oh, and you also happen to face one of the dumbest coaches in the history of the NFL. I actually apologize to David Culley for comparing him to Nathaniel Hackett.
I know.
That guy is an absolute moron. And I told you, the problem with dumb people is any of us can make a dumbass decision at any given time. But what separates someone who makes a dumb decision from an actual dumb-dumb is that dumb-dumbs make a dumb decision, and then all of a sudden they start getting in their own head, and they start just completely shuffling.
Yep.
They were doing a WWE Royal Rumble countdown for
him
with
the play clock.
The
fans were counting
yesterday.
Down the play clock.
I felt like I was watching the Royal Rumble back in the day where all of a sudden the clock hits 10, and there's like a countdown. Yes.
Hey, dumbass, the play clock is running down.
And they lost to that.
Yeah.
And they lost to that.
They were giving you the game, like just on a platter, a proverbial, you know, platter, and you couldn't take advantage. And it's not hard to find the reason why. You know, the reason why is your quarterback couldn't get the job done. That is an issue. Is it a done deal? No. But, man. After the preseason, when he really needed to show something and didn't, and we're like, okay, well, let's see what happens in the regular season. Two games in the regular season, he is, well, I've got the numbers right here. He's 23rd in passing, 29th in completion percentage, and 31st in yards per attempt. Those last two things should not go together. If your yards per attempt is 5.6 and you rank 31st, you better damn sure have higher than a 56% completion percentage, because that means you're just dumping off. And he's bad in completion percentage and in yards per attempt.
We're getting some text about Pep Hamilton. I'll be honest, like I don't know what more Pep Hamilton's supposed to do. Like I think you got to evaluate coordinators fairly based on their personnel and based on what they have to work with. I just really don't know what Pep Hamilton's supposed to do different. Now, last week, we can go back to the third and short call, and that looked really dumb yesterday, as dumb as we thought it did. But what is Pep Hamilton?
Or the third and 16 with Jeff Driskel in there. You can pick some
things.
I had
no problem with that.
I did.
I thought they were trying to get closer for a field goal. And that's what they ended up just going. They ended up throwing the out with Mills to Burkhead and kicking the field goal. They weren't trying to get third and 16. They were just trying to get a few yards.
Yeah, but I mean,
the field goal.
Yikes. You got Jeff Driskel out there doing that. I get it. You can argue either way, but I wasn't a fan of that. And by the way, why don't you just try to go ahead and get, you know, whatever you can a first down? You don't trust your starting quarterback?
At third and
16? See, that's telling too.
Well, they didn't trust Russell on third. I mean, they did on third and 16 to start the fourth quarter. But, yeah, of course, would you trust Davis Mills?
To throw a 16-yard ball that actually travels more than 16 yards?
That's not telling on Pep Hamilton. That's telling on the quarterback.
No, I know.
I mean, you're saying Davis Mills stinks. Like, would you trust him on third and 16?
To drive the ball downfield?
No.
No.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying about Pep Hamilton. I don't know what the hell Pep Hamilton's supposed to be doing right now at this point. Like it's a real problem. And coming up at 10:15, I think this is one of the bigger problems. Or at 10:20, I think this is one of the bigger problems that the Texans face, and that's that they look, they gave everyone what they wanted, but they kind of exposed themselves even more in doing so at 10:20. So we'll get into that. Texans fall to the Broncos yesterday in Denver, 16-9. No touchdowns. Davis Mills, by the way, on the road in his career now, and it remains the same. Davis Mills has thrown 10 career interceptions and 9 have been on the road.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a very good road quarterback. He's got some good home stats, but he's not a very good road quarterback. And the receivers, I mean, is Nico Collins just not good? Do we just need to accept the fact that Nico Collins isn't a number two? Like, he's...
You know, I brought it up. I wasn't sure in the preseason. Then he had a good last preseason game. Who knows? Maybe. But I think part of that also goes back to Davis Mills. I mean, if you're going to be able to accurately assess Nico Collins, you got to look at the quarterback as well.
Lovie Smith, as a head coach right now, I didn't have any issues with what Lovie did either. Do you see anything that Lovie did that was questionable? Like, what was your biggest question towards Lovie yesterday?
Nothing really major. Keep in mind, he was on the same field in the same stadium as Nathaniel Hackett, so he looked like Vince Lombardi compared to that. But yeah, no, not really anything major.
Jaguars shut out the Colts yesterday, so Jags have a win. We're a potential Monday night result away from Jacksonville being the only team in the division with a win.
Yeah.
Tennessee Titans are a 10-point underdog to the Buffalo Bills 2 weeks into the season. It seems inevitable, although given what happened this weekend, I won't write off anyone because the NFL was so wacky. But we're what, 12 hours away from talking about the AFC South and the Jags being the only team with a win.
And looking pretty good, at least yesterday in their game and in their first game, even though it was a loss, they would be the only one. I want to give Davis Mills, and I've been wanting to give Davis Mills the fairest of shakes, you know? That's why I've been so consistent about let's see. Right now, you're in a spot where you could be 2-0, man. And if you care about, like, this season and actually having an opportunity in a division that clearly seems to have some flaws to give yourself a chance, Davis Mills is not it.
That's the biggest problem. Yeah. Is last year you went into every game.
You weren't going to do anything.
And I feel like some people are still approaching that mindset, but if you've watched the Texans, like, this isn't just like a hack team.
No.
Like, it's a team that competes. The defense has played good enough to win. The special teams has played good enough to win. You still have Cooks and you still have Pierce. Like, it's a team that should be good enough to compete, and they're not. And the division, given what we just said, like, the division is going to be one of the worst in the league. Like, this is going to be one of the worst. This is going to be more close to like the 2014, 2015 AFC South.
Right.
And when you're giving away games and you're not taking advantage of opportunities, that's the frustrating thing. I guess that's the positive thing, is that we feel that way, but they're inflicting some self-inflicted wounds, one of which I really want to get into. We saw a lot of Damian Pierce yesterday, and it left me wondering why the hell we didn't see this a week before. The Texans may feel like they've solved a big problem, but I think they kind of exposed themselves and showed that things are even worse than we thought they were a week ago. I'll explain coming up next on Reaction Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.